huge congratulations, a fantastic result. You must be delighted with what you've achieved here this weekend.
Absolutely over the moon. So I came here with like possibly some like really good expectations, a little bit gutted with the pole, but it was here nor there. It was one of those things. So I was like, I'm going to go out and really attack this on cross country. So to be where we finished up, because we've gone from 20th after dressage, after show jumping, sorry, to then come back to second after cross country, amazing.
How did you find the cross-country course? I mean, obviously, luckily, we had some rainfall at the start of the week, but the nature of the terrain here at Gatcombe Park certainly poses some challenges. It's quite a gallop.
Quite a gallop.
Understatement there.
Yeah, definitely. So last year I came here and did the Corinthian Cup and I lost it by being 3 seconds. Well, 0.4 I lost it by. And so I was like, this year I am going to attack it. I knew it needed attacking, but my Christ, I never knew it was that hard for the novice championship. So I rode it as hard as I could. I've never gone so fast cross country, but I mean, my mare never let me down. She literally rose to the challenge. She attacked from fence 1 to fence 21 all the way. The ground was amazing out there. They've done so much work out there. It was literally the best ground I've had this season. So the rain we had earlier on this week was, yeah, definitely a godsend. But yeah, it was a good challenge.
This is a very special mare. She's special, isn't she?
Oh my God, really special. I mean, she's half Shire, half Thoroughbred. She really shouldn't be doing what she's doing. And every day she just comes out and she pulls it out of the bag as hard as she can. She tries so, so hard. She's just mega. She really is.
We've spoken on numerous occasions at Badminton. I mean, you're achieving so much. I know you've got a huge bug and you just want to continue improving, continue doing well. But as you mentioned, you were here last year at the Corinthian Cup. Now in this particular championship, you must be delighted with how things are progressing for you and your eventing career.
Massively. I mean, it's one of those ones where I kind of look at myself and go, do you know what? I'm in Cornwall. I haven't got any like huge support down there. Like obviously the big guys have got up here. I come here and I'm competing against all of these pros. I like everyone's been to badminton. They've got all this experience and I'm going, yeah, it's just little me with my little Shire Cross Thoroughbred. So we're just going to try as best we can. I've got some great friends and some great help in Cornwall and they literally do push me as hard as they can, which is great. So to be able to come here and have these results, I mean, not even just here, the results I've had throughout the season against some amazing people is just fantastic. I'm kind of like going, hi, it's little me from Cornwall. But yeah, I mean, it's absolutely incredible.
Well, I know you're on a buzz, but once you've had time to celebrate and reflect on this fantastic achievement, what's the rest of the season have in store for you?
Well, we're going off to Wellington is our next competition. So sadly, we lost Bicton, which was for us a real downer because it's one of our local events. And I know Helen West does so much with Bicton. So we've re-diverted. We're going to Wellington, going to come back here then in September to Gatcombe to do the CIC 2 star and then hopefully Osborton to do the CCI 2 star. So we're I'm trying to get my MER so then I can come and do the 3 stars next year. I'm just pushing as hard as I can to kind of keep going up that ladder.